Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: مرارة الدنيا حلاوة الآخرة، وحلاوة الدنيا مرارة الآخرة.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "The sourness of this world is the sweetness of the next world, while the sweetness of this world is the sourness of the next one."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So, dear friends, we are talking about Imam Ali alayhi salam and this transcendental persona, this universal persona of the first divinely appointed Imam. And of course, this persona is universal because it is attached to the Messenger of Allah, who in turn is attached to the Almighty Allah. And likewise, the persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam is also attached to and connected to Allah the Almighty. It is this eternal and ever-living aspect and attribute of the Almighty Allah which can be seen in the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam and all of the divinely appointed Imams alayhi salam. We see that the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam has this aspect and this attribute of thankfulness. In so many places, we find Imam Ali alayhi salam speaking about being grateful to the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in so many places, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam is grateful, is thankful for all of the bounties and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with and has even blessed humanity with. So the other side of gratefulness is ungratefulness. Ungratefulness will surely bring about a person complaining, a person not appreciating the blessings that they do have, a person not giving value to the blessings that they do have, and eventually a person will end up, having a fight with the Almighty Allah. They will complain, they will whine, and they will eventually have a debacle with the Almighty Allah because they're not able to see the blessings that they have in their life. That's what ungratefulness does. And in the Holy Quran, ungratefulness is connected with kufr, with disbelief, with the rejection of the truth. And so again, thankfulness is something which is critical. It is fundamentally important. And this thankfulness will bring about bliss in our lives. It will bring about this satisfaction and contentment that we are looking for. It'll bring us peace of mind. When you're grateful to the Almighty Allah, then you will realize all the different blessings and overwhelming amount of blessings that one has. And on the other hand, Allah the Almighty says in the Holy Quran that if you are grateful, I will increase you in your blessings. So a beautiful lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. My name is Muhammad, and it's an honor to be invited by Brother Mehdi to this program. Today we're going to listen to George Jordak, who's going to talk about Imam Ali alayhi salam, and also about his book, Ali, The Voice of Human Justice. Let's listen to it.
بالتعليم في عندنا نحن مادة اسمها مادة الأدب العربي. الإمام علي مطلوب في مادة الأدب العربي تمكين لنفسي
من. Most of the books which are written about Imam Ali are on his successorship to the Prophet, or whether wilaya was his right or not. And I thought to myself that Imam Ali's personality is much greater than this. He has a vast and global character and must not be only limited to his successorship to the Prophet or the rank of wilaya. I told myself, go back and read Nahjul Balagha again. Of course, I had read this book already, but my comprehension of it was not deep. Thus, I started reading it again, and the more I proceeded in reading the new pages of this book, the more I realized that what I see on these pages are really true. Then, I understood that the character of Imam Ali is very much greater than what is written in the books about him. That's why I decided to write a book about Imam Ali after finishing my reading of Nahjul Balagha. I was about 27 years old when I started writing my book about Imam Ali.
كتبت الإمام علي كنت تحت يعني بال 27 سنة كان عمري 27 سنة لما كتبت خلصت الإمام علي. Thank you.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And this is where we see that when it comes to the sense of adl and justice, you know, Amir al-Mu'mineen was very well known, and it's not only among the men that we hear, even the women who were there, you know, supporting his cause, and later on they had this, you know, willingness to stand up in front of Muawiyah in a very threatening situation, but still remembering Ali and praising Ali. There are similar events like this. And it's very interesting that the Sunni scholars themselves have actually compiled a booklet, where the title in Arabic says that, you know, the women who went and confronted Muawiyah. There is one version of it which says the women who said La to Muawiyah. I mean, that was their attitude. And these, if you look at those stories, you will see most of them were from the Shi'i community of the time. One of them actually, when Muawiyah at the end listened to the whole story, he says, "What do you want?" And she says, "You know, these are the requests that I have, the list, what we want." And Muawiyah said, "I'll give you more than that. Will I be replaced with Ali in your heart then?" And she says, "No. You can give me whatever you want. And I'm sure if I had gone to Ali and asked for that, he would have said that no, because Ali would not give to anyone anything from Baytul Mal but that person has the right for it. You are just giving it because you want to please people. And so that is the difference between you and Ali. So don't ask me that, you know, by giving me things I'm going to replace, you know, Ali with you in my heart. No, that is still something we cannot negotiate on that issue." And so this is the sense of adl that we see at that time, which also manifests when we look at this Christian writer that I mentioned yesterday, that he gives this title, Sautul Adalat al-Insaniya, to Ali, the voice of human justice. This is amazing that there are so many personalities in the history of Islam. You know, he is not even a Shi'i, he is a Christian. But when he studies, he sees that this title, that someone becoming the voice of human justice, does not apply to anyone but Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wa salam.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.